Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. This Sunday, as the 10-1 Patriots turn the NFL calendar to Week 13 and the start of December, they face an NFC foe for whom time is of the essence. At 4-7 overall, the Philadelphia Eagles have lost three straight and four of their last five games. And as they visit Foxborough to begin this season's final full month, they're likely to arrive with a heightened sense of urgency, if not desperation.
You get in December, every team's kind of playing for something, man. You know, for them, their case, you know, their division is really close. You know, every team kind of has a shot in that division. You know, no one's out of it. So we really expect them to come here hungry and ready to go.
McCourty and company are also mindful of tempo as they ready to defend against the fast-paced Eagles, who are expected to have the recently injured Sam Bradford back at quarterback. But whether it's Bradford or experienced backup Mark Sanchez at the controls, Philly's offense will test the Pats' ability to keep up while covering the entire field.
Right now, our focus is trying to get back on the line of scrimmage and get set as soon as possible because they have the ability to do that, you know, run a play right back on the ball, run another play. And you know, our focus is just getting ready and trying to be able to match, you know, however fast they go. If they go a little slower, you know, then so be it. But we want to be able to move fast as a defense.
When the running game's a problem, passing game's a problem, a lot of their yardage comes on catch and run plays, broken tackles, things like that. They have the ability to get the ball down the field and make big plays. They also have to defend sideline to sideline against this offense, as well as handle the tempo and the communication that you know, the Eagles put on you.
Recently, however, Philly has struggled to get started on offense, failing to score 20 points in each of the last four losses, while being unable to get enough stops on defense, allowing 90 points in more than 900 yards the last 2 weeks. Still, the Eagles feature one of the league's best defenders up front, Fletcher Cox, whose 12.5 tackles for loss include 5.5 sacks. And another on the back end, top tackler and veteran safety Malcolm Jenkins, the leader of Philly's secondary.
Jenkins, man, he is playing some of the best football he's played in his career, and he's one of the best DBs in the league, man. He's a good blitzer. He's a great tackler. He's a ball hawk when he's deep middle. So they got a great group of guys back there.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.